Data breaches cost the companies affected money, goodwill, and trust, but entities ranging from Yahoo to Equifax to the federal government have all endured hacks over the past several years. A conference in the Valley tomorrow looks to help people and companies avoid breaches. It's called Security Titans, and it's being put on by the Phoenix chapter of the Information Systems Security Association. Michaela Scarla is on ISSA's board and is the owner of Scarla Consulting Group. Michaela, in addition to the technology side of this, are people starting to think about the psychological aspect as well?
Absolutely. Our greatest risk is humans, right? In most industries, right, we are a great variable. And so to kind of take that into account, it can be very challenging for organizations. What is the insider threat? How do we impact the system? Because your system may work fine, but there's all these points of, you know, penetration or risk that you may not be able to account for because somebody shared a password or opened a door, or, you know, it can be physical or the technological based. And so that's where companies are starting to take that very secure, you know, posture, saying, no, this is important to us as an organization, along with the continuing development of regulation and how do we handle that? How has it flowed throughout supply chains and things like that nature?
So we've heard about so many data breaches, be it Equifax or Target, or I can't even remember all of the big companies have a lot of details about our personal lives. What are we not doing well enough? Like, what areas do we need to get better at or figure something out to try to prevent some of these, if it's possible to even prevent them?
A lot of it is, and we bringing it all back, right? A lot of it is that human factor. We go, hey, buddy, I'm going to let you log in as me. Well, I have different functional roles in the organization, and I have different access, and now you've created a risk. So there's all of those monitoring points that, you know, companies are unaware of. So the biggest thing that I would say we need to change is the awareness of all users. We need everybody at all levels to understand and comprehend their impact on the system.
Now, looking at your speakers list, it seems like it's the kind of group that you might want to, like, hold on to your wallet when they're in the room. Like, these are not, I don't want to say they're bad people, but they're people who have not always done great things in their careers. Is the sense here that you want to hear from people who have compromised some of these systems to maybe get a sense of how people on the good end of things can try to prevent it?
Yes. And we have this wonderful contrast, right? So we have a couple speakers that are reformed criminals, and now we've become top advisors, you know, in our legal and administration. We also have Anne Baron DiCamillo, who was the U.S. CERT, so the Computer Emergency Readiness Team for our nation, protecting our nation's information. You know, so we're bringing that contrast of, okay, how did they do it? How did she protect it?
There's been a lot of talk in the last year or so that there are people trying to make the Phoenix area sort of a hub for this industry, for information security, for cybersecurity. Where are we in terms of doing that?
We describe it as booming. That's the word we would put with it. In Arizona, we don't have the natural disasters or inclement weather that would impact a business from operating 365 days a year. So it becomes a very, you know, a great place to put data centers. We have a lot of headquarters, and we have a lot of people, a lot of enterprises that are putting their information security teams here to operate. You know, we're a relatively inexpensive area to be in. We're never going to be Silicon Valley, but we're the neighbor where everybody can afford. We have infrastructure to support it. We can, you know, we have lots of land where we can put data security information. So we call it booming. We see, and we're seeing a lot of companies bringing in and retaining talent. And that's where we are trying to do that as well.
Well, given the nature of this work, that much of it is done digitally, does it affect this area in any way or affect the security of this area any way that there are all these companies headquartered here? I mean, does it really matter where a company is headquartered other than for, you know, economic development and that kind of thing?
You know, you take into consideration the risks of, like, location and accessibility. You know, does the infrastructure, does the talent that's there, or, you know, the academics that are there support it? Arizona's become a great hub for that. We've got tons of manufacturing, big banks, finances. You know, even we have one of some of the largest mines here. And all of those people require both information and physical security. When you drive by some of the, you know, data centers, they have some of the strictest physical security that you're going to see. compared to normal companies. It's not just a fob. It's an actual, you know, security guard and gates and, you know, all of these things. And all of that is part of their, you know, posture as a secure location.
All right. Michaela, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Michaela Scarla is owner of Scarla Consulting Group. She's also on the board of the Phoenix chapter of the Information Systems Security Association. That group is putting on an event called Security Titans tomorrow at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts.